Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You already know it's me. Inside the 10 p.m. hour now on The Fan tonight. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, watching sports, talking sports. Simple. 888-808-1019 if you'd like to get involved. I just don't know. I don't know. It's like the Knicks, they are the definition of playing with your food. It's like the Knicks, they don't want to close the door. This is the second elimination game. This is the second chance you've had to take a lead, take care of the basketball, and put them away. Put your foot on their throats, end their season. And they just keep leaving the door open. So here we are now, 105-103 Pistons with 5:14 left in the fourth quarter, and you got to sweat it out. I don't envy your position, Knicks fans. I don't envy being a Knicks fan in this position. This is a game that you should have won, clearly. Like, it shouldn't even be a sweat out. Like, there were so many opportunities to run away with it, it seemed. Defense is not there, and you have a defensive coach. And as they're turning the ball over, or they're falling, or, you know, giving the ball up, they put the camera on Tom Thibodeau, and he's just shaking his head, got his arms crossed. But now you got to sweat it out. It's on Brunson, right? Here we go. Closing time, crunch time, winning time. And the Pistons have 9 lives. They have life. Something else I did during the break, I went back to the SNY broadcast. I have it recorded. And the first Juan Soto homer, they don't show you him going into the dugout. Oh, now Cat is hurt. Come on, don't. Don't just add to that. Don't add to the narrative. Cat is hurt now. Why is it that somebody's got to be hurt and come out every fourth quarter? Play. Or is he cramping? Is this a cramp? What is this? I can't turn the volume up in here. Connor, let me know what it is with Cat. Is he acting? He's holding his side. He's bent over. He's about to do the jump ball. Can you not do the jump ball?
I think he might have overextended his arm on the jump ball and then kind of got hurt underneath there.
I hope he's just acting.
He looks okay.
Yeah, he just went up and swiped at this jump ball. So I don't know, bro. I'm like, these guys can't. If they fold tonight, it is over, folks. It's reps. It's just no way. You can't lose. Like, the momentum completely shifts. And, like, now I'm looking at the faces of the players. Like, you know how I said in the beginning the Knicks had, like, a snarl? The Knicks had, like, a tough look on their face. I don't see that now. Now it seems like they have some worry on their faces. And, you know, Dennis Schroeder smiling. And the Pistons are kind of looking like, yeah, we here. We all right. But, yeah, still trying to go back and look at Juan Soto's 2 homers today and how he did or did not celebrate with his teammates in the dugout. I actually just realized I was looking at the Diamondbacks broadcast. Okay, here I have queued up Juan Soto's 2nd at-bat where he homers. Let's see if he... I'll get back to you on that. Because I think it was Rich who called, and he's like, why does Juan Soto not hang out in the dugout and, like, celebrate with the team? And we got a quick little laugh about it. And I'm like, I didn't see that. I gotta go look. Does he... And, you know, Rich said he dips into the clubhouse. He's like, is his family in there? And then that was a layup. I said, oh, well, you know, Juan Soto's mom wasn't allowed in the Yankee clubhouse, so now she goes and camps out down there. And she's been high and out down there waiting for Juan Soto to hit his first City Field homer. 888-808-1019. As the Knicks are down 107-105. Let's go back to the phone. Ryan in East Islip, you got it. You're live.
Keith, how are you? Hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
Nick Nasty, how are you?
Forgot about that one.
Yeah, the best. I was going to talk about the Knicks. I didn't think I'd get through in time. Obviously, sketchy game right now. But let me just jump ahead. I'm sure the rest of the calls will flow in after. My question right here is, we'll let the Knicks finish out. Do you think that there's any stock in the Yankees or the Mets going for Sandy Alcantara at the deadline? I know he hasn't been performing well. He was on paternity leave. He's been a little shaky. I mean, a tough night the other night. Do you think that there's any volatility to what are you thinking?
Yeah, we've been talking about it. You know, he hasn't been as ace-like as he's been in the past, before his Tommy John surgery. I took a call where somebody said that. I took a call this week where someone said, hey, after Tommy John surgery, what about his innings limit? Like, are you trading for a guy that may have an innings limit put on him at the end of the year? I don't know what the price tag is going to be, but I know the Marlins are going to ask for a lot for him. I believe he's under control for another couple years after this. Yeah. And the Marlins are, you know, the Marlins don't spend any money. They would love to do a deal with the Yankees or the Mets and bring back like a haul of like three or four players, young, talented players. Like, I don't know if you remember Augustin Ramirez, the catcher that we traded for. Did we trade him for John Birdie? Oh, no, we traded him for Jazz Chisholm. We traded Augustin Ramirez for Jazz Chisholm. And he made his debut, I think, a week or two ago, and he's looked pretty good.
Do you think that it's like a morale thing? Like, do you think that Alcantara's not performing as well, like just being on the Marlins and like all like the stuff surrounding that? Like, do you think he could perform in the New York market? Or
no, what? I think it's just a first month of baseball and him being back after missing so much baseball type of thing. I don't think I don't think it's anything more than that. Okay, now I'm looking at Juan Soto. He daps up Pete Alonso. He goes into the dugout. He daps up everybody.
Home run.
Yeah, I'm watching the second home run right now.
He came in there and he was juiced up. He was juiced up. I saw him. He was flashing the camera. That's the first I've seen out of him this season.
Yeah. Yeah. He throws up two peace signs at the camera and then he goes into the dugout.
And they cut from it quick. They cut from it quick, but I saw that's like the first time I've seen a little bit of energy from him. And I was like, all right, he needed to get that off his chest.
Okay, so count it. I don't know what Rich was talking about. I mean, what Rich was talking about, he does disappear into the dugout, but he celebrates with his fans. He did, or with his fans, he celebrates with his teammates. He did throw up the two fingers. His teammates are his fans, too. He throws up the two fingers for the two home runs. That's enough for me. They don't have the OMG sign. What they need to get is that fan. I think he might have been in the seven line. Spring training, the first spring training game, Soto homers his first at bat, and somebody is holding up an SOTOMG sign, and I'm like, oh, is that a thing for this year?
I missed the OMG. I'm not going to lie. I'm a Mets fan. I'm not a hater of the Yankees. I was growing up. I'm not going to sit here.
You can be. There's room for all.
No, I don't. There's no need to. I really, you know, I'm a diehard Mets. I wouldn't go to Yankee Stadium my whole life.
But, you know, the thing is, too, you don't have to be a Yankee hater 100% of the time. 20% of the time. Sometimes it increases to 50% of the time. We don't mind.
That's what it is, though. It's back and forth. That's all of us. That's what it is. That's the competition of
it's the culture. It is literally
it's
just what you learn in New York as a baseball fan. And like,
there's no Mets. There's no Knicks Mets right now.
Nah.
The Islanders, Rangers.
As a Net fan myself, and even when I was on the fan, I was always punching up. I know what it is. Like, you know, there's no rivalry.
Right. No, I know. And you're the man. And I appreciate you taking my call, man. I hope you have a great night, okay?
Thanks for the call, Ryan. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, I have debunked the Juan Soto you're not celebrating with his teammates. He did on the second home run. Now I'm in search of the first home run to see, do they do something? So I'm like, yeah, you got to pose, but if you don't have an OMG sign, what's the pose? He went with the, you know, two fingers, but really that's four. He should have just thrown up one finger with the deuces and the peace sign for the two home runs. Now I'm trying. Okay, here we go. I'm getting there. But also with the Knicks, bro, I don't know. I'm sorry, yo. They better wake up now. It ain't looking good. I don't know why they act like this. Robbie's in Lenox before we probably go to break.
25-9. 25-9 in the fourth quarter, Keith. 25-9. This team is so stupid. You play a great first quarter, and then you get outscored 37-24 in the second quarter, right? Then you play a great third quarter, and then you stink in the fourth quarter. I mean, how many touches did Carl Anthony Towns get tonight? Can you please explain to me why Carl Anthony Towns cannot post up underneath the basket? And why is it that every time Cade Cunningham gets the ball, okay, every time he gets the ball, the Knicks just allow him to go into the paint and score? You know what they are? They're the NBA version of the New York Rangers, Keith. They are the softest damn team I've ever seen in my life. Whether it's Bridges, whether it's OG, whether it's Cat, this team is soft. And I'm sorry, I love Jalen Brunson. He's a terrific player, but he dribbles and he dribbles and he dribbles and he dribbles. What is an NBA coach doing? What does Tom Thibodeau call? These guys can't even run an effing wheel play that I ran in junior high school in Port Chester, New York, growing up as a kid. Why can't they just run a simple pick and roll? They can't even run a pick and roll properly.
Yeah, they just don't. It's just not, I don't know.
9 points! How the hell do you have five guys in the court like this and score 9 points? I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. I know it's going to go to game seven if they don't win, but do you really have confidence that they'll win game seven?
No.
They're being bamboozled by a bunch of rejects from other teams. This is a joke. Anyway, Keith, thanks for the time. By the way, you know what the best thing right now in New York is? Aaron Judge. I mean, can you believe what he's
all
doing?
All time. It is incredible.
It's a beautiful thing to
we
watch.
We are witnesses, and we are witnessing one of the greatest ever.
Thanks for letting me vent. Maybe we'll come back and win tonight, Keith. I know you're
maybe. They got 2.5 minutes. They better. That would be heroic. That would be sensational. Right now, come back, wake up, and win by one. Maybe you get a no-call. Maybe you get a lucky bounce.
Right. Keith, let me tell you something. I know you're too young, but when I was a kid in 1976, I used to go see the Nets on Long Island. You want to appreciate a team. That team was so much fun. Kevin Lowry was the coach, and they won the ABA championship in 76. And that's when the three-pointer was used with intelligence, not like it is now. Well, let's throw chucking like OG Anunoby, like a couple of minutes ago, throwing up a three when you had an entire lane just to go stuff the damn ball. These guys are obsessed with threes. It's become so
– Yeah, they camp out. I saw that play. He was camped out, and he was waiting for that. Even though there was no one – it was uncontested, no one in front of him. That signals, hey, I'm shooting this three.
Right.
You know,
but I'm not going to drive to the damn basket, right? With an entire lane in front of me when I'm slow blocking with 7 feet.
Yeah, the percentages.
Thanks for the time, man.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. The percentages for some of these guys, that, you know, shooting the threes, a high percentage shot. They don't feel like they need to run and dunk and whatever. I don't know. A couple things. I went back now and I researched. I saw it in real time. The first time Juan Soto hit a home run, him and Starling Marte were in the dugout. He threw up the peace sign. I think it was 2-1, though, so it wasn't like the whole team was celebrating or whatever. He threw up the peace sign. The second time, more of his teammates joined in. He threw up the two peace signs. So Juan Soto gave us some celebration and a smile today. They just lost the game. It's as simple as that. Looks like the Knicks are about to lose the game, but they might not lose the game. They need to make some plays here. Act like you're trying to eliminate these guys. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the game should be decided. Knicks fans, call me up, 888-808-1019. Cam and AM returns right after this. One possession game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It was a one-point game. It's 113-111. Detroit Pistons over your New York Knicks. Seconds left to go here. 49.8 seconds left to go here. It's winning time. It's crunch time. Karl Anthony Towns fouled out of the game. Seems like Jalen Brunson, last time he had the ball, he was guarded by Ausar Thompson. Nowhere to go. So now you're without a shot creator in Karl Anthony Towns. But you're in a game where Mikal Bridges has 23 points. OG Anunoby has 22 points. Brunson has 37. He's probably going for 40 here. What are you doing? Go to the hoop. He stopped his dribble off the inbound. All right. We're all kind of watching this together. Closing time. Ooh, Mikal Bridges. Off the Brunson miss, Mikal Bridges has been clutch, solid. Tired of hearing about them five picks. We got a tie game here, folks. This is what you live for. Playoff basketball. Motown versus the Big Apple. Cade Cunningham with the ball. Stop him. I was going to say, again, they let him just walk to the rack and lay? No. Now the officials get involved. Anywho, I don't know. What you guys want to talk about? Jordan Hudson? Bill Belichick's little girlfriend? I don't know. We got to change the subject right now. It's tense. It's tense at 20.6 seconds left. Yeah, I'll do the Jordan Hudson. I tried to stay out of the whole Bill Belichick having a young girlfriend thing. His girlfriend's too young for me, honestly. But, hey, to each his own. You know, to each his own. Do you. Congratulations to you, whatever. But now, just this week, it's taking a turn. And, you know, I was minding my business until I learned that the reason we won't get the Hard Knocks that we were about to get, right? Remember, it was the Giants ruined the offseason Hard Knocks for obvious reasons. Saquon Barkley, you know what went down there. And then they were going to pivot to UNC Chapel Hill and show us, okay, Bill Belichick going to the college ranks and being a college coach. And supposedly, his little 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, wanted full creative control, right? She wanted to be so involved with the filming of Hard Knocks, it raised some red flags from HBO. And I love Hard Knocks. I think I've watched every Hard Knocks since it came out, really. Even some of the in-season Hard Knocks I've watched. I watched, it was with the Bears last year in training camp, and then in-season it was with the AFC North. I've watched the Dolphins, the Cardinals in-season Hard Knocks. And obviously, you know, the last few years, the Jets on there. But, yeah, when I heard that Jordan Hudson was instrumental in ending the UNC Hard Knocks operation, I'm like, why? Because she wants control. And you know what's weird about Bill Belichick? He was in full control of the Patriots for years as they built a dynasty. And so much control that when he met with the media and the media wanted to peek inside, that's got to go down. Bang! Bang! Put up the three sign. JB. Captain Clutch. Cape on. That I saw that in real time. Stop my train of thought. I was filling time talking about this nonsense with Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend. But Jalen Brunson, let that be the dagger. Play defense. Like, if there's any time for y'all to play defense now. Let this guy have this moment. Ausar Thompson left you wide open. Bang! Bangarang! Gotta love it. Playoff basketball. Jalen Brunson. Captain. Clutch player of the year. King of New York. King of the city. Putting the city on his back. Winning time. That's why they pay him the big bucks, and he left some of the big bucks off the table. He said, it's all good. I'm going to get plenty money. I know what I'm going to do in the clutch. I know what I'm going to do down the stretch. That is a moment right there. That's going to be da-na-na, da-na-na. 4.3 seconds left. The New York Knicks lead 116-113 over Detroit. And it is as quiet as an 8 Mile mouse in Little Caesars Arena right now. Let's see how this one ends. 888-808-1019. I know you're going to hit the line as soon as this one goes to zeros. Pistons have to inbound, and they need a 3 to tie. Cade Cunningham sends it in. Tick, 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 tick. He tries to get it to Malik Beasley. It's off his hands, out of bounds. Game. Knicks.
We are the New York Knicks.
I told y'all.
We are the New York Knicks. Say go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Say go New York, go New York, go. 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 Say go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go.
Here comes the Knicks rally. A great finale, another three, another dunk or finale. You, it's our troops, man, they don't miss. We are New York, we are the New York Knicks.
Say go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Say go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go.
Yay! All right, told y'all to breathe in, breathe out, exhale. Think positive thoughts. That's the game and the series, and that is a classic. They were failing. They were folding. And then Superman put his cape on. Count it. 888-808-1019. I always like to see series end and seasons end and emotions and the look on, you know, guys' faces. This is the highest level of basketball. Look at Karl Anthony Towns. Karl Anthony Towns is the happiest guy because he was the look at Karl Anthony Towns ran out there. Karl Anthony Towns ran on the field. He said, "Yes." Cat hit the court. He said, "Yes." The sound was off in here. I imagine that's how he sounded. Because out of all five Knicks starters, he was the lowest scoring guy. And he fouled out the game. So for them to win that game, they just saved him from a ton of scrutiny for the next 3 days. It would have been all Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. Karl Anthony Towns this, Karl Anthony Towns that, Karl Anthony Towns is soft. Karl Anthony Towns did nothing in the closeout game. Karl Anthony Towns fouled out. Nope. Brunson said, "I got you, Brody." This should be a great post game. We'll try and get some audio from that. Mikal Bridges right now has the headset on, talking to the good folks at MSG. We'll see what they'll let us grab, courtesy of them. But yeah, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. 90 minutes left in this show. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM, we're going till midnight. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan. Ross, how you feeling? You can exhale now. It's done. The Knicks won.
Oh, my God, dude. Get the statue ready. Get the statue ready. Talk about taking the pay cut and everything. I know he has his peaks and valleys in the regular season, but that shot alone, that surpasses the Devo shot, man. And how about Beasley? How about Beasley? All the crap talking online. He had the butterfingers on that last play. It's a whoopsie-daisy. On the baseline, oh my God, man, how sweet. You know I can't stand the city of Detroit, so just on that front, but just overall, man, the fact that they tried blowing this game every which way they could, and Detroit just found one last chance to one-up them in that category, and man, oh man, it was ugly, but it gave us a clip that we'll see down the road. Look how many times we replay that DiVincenzo clip, and that didn't even win the series. This Jalen Brunson just won the damn series with one single shot, and the fact that the guy who was clowning around, talking all that, you know what, BS online, I was telling you about the, you know, bulletin board material and how if this team had a backbone, they, you know, they take it as motivation, and the fact that it's cinematic that he's the one that lets it bobble out of bounds, man. So even though it wasn't the prettiest series, hey, man, this is one for the ages, and all that young, gritty, you know, talk about Thompson, Cade, and then you also had the vets. Like, if I had to see Schroeder or Beasley, the man of the hour, or former Nick Tim Hardaway hit one more three on us, I was like, I swear to God, man, but holy hell, what a series. And Hey, man, it's put up or shut up now, Boston. You didn't beat them once in the regular season. You know, a whole new ballgame. It's a new season, basically. Playoffs, whole new story. Go prove everybody wrong. But hey, man, what a game for the ages. Go New York, go New York, go. Unreal.
Thanks for the call, Ross. 888-808-1019 if you'd like to get your thoughts across. If you'd like to weigh in on the Knicks' first-round victory over the Detroit Pistons. Knicks in six. You heard it right here first. I told you Knicks in six. I don't know what anybody else predicted on the fan, but I was pretty consistent. Knicks in six as soon as we knew who they were matching up against. Now, the way that ended with Malik Beasley, Butterfinger Beasley, all that talking, we've got some audio. Let's hear what Malik Beasley had to say pregame today after he had the opportunity to catch and shoot the three to tie it, and he ended up turning it over, and eventually he's the last person on the Pistons to touch the ball and end their season. Let's hear from young Malik Beasley before the game today.
Malik, you trolled Mikal Bridges a little bit on Twitter the other day.
No comments.
you think you guys are winning that mental battle, you know, in the series?
Mental battle? Coach has been preaching that this whole year. We got to be mentally stronger than everybody. I think we are that mentally stronger team. We got to continue to keep doing what we're doing.
Do you enjoy kind of being, you know, an antagonist, taking on that role as sort of an antagonist?
No, I'm not an antagonist. I'm just having fun. That's me, who I am.
Okay, so Malik Beasley said they're the more mentally tough, they're the mentally stronger team. What the reporter was referring to was his Twitter account where Chris Riley, a Knicks fan, says Mikal's going for 44 on Thursday. You weren't that far off. Just 19 points off. Mikal Bridges ends up having 25. Mikal Bridges ends up having 1 3 made, add another block, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. And, you know, Malik Beasley responded to that tweet saying 44 minutes. No, that's a hell of a game out of Mikal Bridges. He was as pumped as anybody to see his boy Jalen Brunson end it like that. And that reminds you that these are champions, that these guys won in college, and that's their championship medal. Crunch time, winning time, they could have folded, but they wanted it more than the Pistons. Ultimately, they end the Pistons season in Detroit. The Pistons don't win a game. They don't win a game. Let me go back to my handy-dandy notes, because the Pistons, I don't think they've won a game. I don't think they've won a game since 2008, maybe. Detroit Pistons last home playoff win. I know I had it in my notes when we were going into the series. When was the last time the Pistons won against New York? No, this isn't what I'm looking for, but I know it's been a long time. They didn't add to their long history. They were swept in 2019. They were swept in 2015-16. They were swept in 2008-2009. Yeah, I think I said 2008. They haven't won a game in Detroit since 2008. And that continues. They didn't win a game in Little Caesars Arena this whole series. As much as we have criticized the Knicks, as much as we have poked and prodded and diagnosed and even proclaimed what was going to happen when they lost, they did not lose. So they continue on. They will meet the Boston Celtics in the next round. And now we can start talking about that matchup. Now we can start thinking about that matchup. 888-808-1019. Looking for Knicks fans to check in on the line. I've got people in my chat. Shout out to Ben from the Sports Pod. He says, yeah, Keith Brunson, baby. All of you Jalen Brunson fans, Jalen Brunson has a high-selling jersey. I know I talked about seeing Jalen Brunson at Fanatics Fest. We'll see you there again this year, June 20th through 22nd. I said, when I saw the mob of people lined up and chasing after Jalen Brunson in New York in the Javits Center, that's what made it really real to me that, like, this guy is a king here. They haven't won anything yet. We get it. We know you got to win to be king. But what he's done for the Knicks, him taking less money, him coming here being, you know, the point guard that was promised more than actually what was promised, he's got it like that. So now you don't see Brunson go out in the fourth quarter. You don't see Brunson go down with an injury. And you do see, again, how clutch is this guy. It's actually ridiculous. As we talk about, like, as we talk about this guy being the clutch player of the year and the cape on, like, what he just did, like, when he's got ice in his veins when the game is on the line. Malik Beasley couldn't even catch the ball. Jalen Brunson just closed him out. Let's go to Mark in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, Mark?
What's up, Keith? I just wanted to say, great win. The biggest mistake they made is chanting flopper, because Brunson was kind of lackadaisical. You know, he wasn't on his game as much in that fourth as he usually is. Then when they chanted that, you could see the switch turn on, and that was it. Once that happened, I knew it was game, man. Congratulations to him. Let's go, Knicks. Oh, my God. Thank goodness we got it done in six. They don't have to go back to the Garden.
Thanks for the call, Mark. See, that's what I can't get while I'm in here in studio live on air. I can't have the TV on. So they're chanting flopper. How are you? Flopper, flopper, he's a flopper. I've said this through this whole series. The Knicks need to go on the road. They need to be the villains. They need to feel that negative energy. They need to be there when they're chanting F you, Brunson. They need to be, you know, the villains. And I guess, you know, Brunson does love it. That's what his coach said about him. He likes that stuff. He feeds off that stuff. So, boom, there you go. For this year, this season, we don't know what is going to happen in the Celtics series, but nobody in the world, nobody in the basketball world, in the sports world, expects the Knicks to beat the Celtics. Okay, crazier things have happened. At least they meet the Celtics. At least they go on to meet the Celtics. And the party is on outside in the streets of New York, outside of Madison Square Garden, as they're showing the watch party and the Knicks fans out there. Good. Enjoy it. Celebrate it. You don't know when the next series is going. Like, you know what I'm saying? They've had second-round exits all of these years. Enjoy tonight, and enjoy tonight coming at the hands of your captain, your point guard, Jalen Brunson, all-star this year, the face of your franchise. Patrick is in Amityville, New York. Pat, you're on the fan.
Bing bong!
The Bing Bongers are back. That whole thing started with a win over the Celtics. That's all you got, Pat? That's okay. 888-808-1019. Pat's topic was about how, like, this is a vintage moment for Brunson. I think you add it to some other moments for sure. I think that Brunson is going to remember this one, and a lot of us will remember this one as far as what this series was advertised as. Cade Cunningham is the best player on the floor. I'd have to disagree. Cade Cunningham is the best player on the floor. Jalen Brunson is the best player on the floor. Karl Anthony Towns wasn't even on the floor when it happened. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. You're back on the fan.
Oh, psyched up about the Knick game, man. Really, big time. You know, Keith, Cade Cunningham is not only not the best player, he's not even close to Brunson. Not even in the same planet right now as Brunson, you know? Maybe as time goes on, he'll be a little bit better, but not right now. I mean, the guy is unbelievable, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, Cade Cunningham is a little wet behind the ears, as they say, and, you know, he's going to learn, and he's going to be back, but, like, that's a 40-burger. That's a 40-ball from Jalen Brunson in the closeout game with a signature three where he shook off Ausar Thompson and just hit the dagger and threw his signature three-point celebration up. Like, that one is da-na-na, da-na-na. That's ESPN top 10 tonight.
Did you see the layup that Cunningham, like, I think it was about 20 seconds ago, he tried to drive for a layup. I know you're on the air, so I don't know if you got a chance to see all this, but he tried to drive for a layup. He didn't even hit the rim.
Yeah, I saw. He's going, I'm like, are they going to let him do this? Nope. It wasn't a good look.
It looked like he was open, though. It looked like he was doing what
he had did earlier in the game. You know, take that step to the rim. And he's a big body, and he gets there in a couple steps. But, no, he didn't have it late. He finishes with 23 points. But all in all, this was Brunson's game to close them out. And he was also aided by Mikal Bridges with a great performance, dropping 25 points, having the big dunk over Cade Cunningham. And also OG Anunoby getting into his bag. He knocked down 4 three-point shots tonight.
Yep, and I'll leave you with one thing. I give him a puncher's chance against Boston because I do believe that Brunson is the best player on both teams. I really do. If I want the ball at the end of the game, I'll take it in Brunson's hands over anybody on Boston. Is Tatum great? Yeah, but they don't rely on him. Without Brunson, the Knicks can't even win. There's so much pressure on Brunson, man.
Yeah.
I'll take Brunson. 10 seconds to go, ball in the hand. That's why he's Clutch Player of the Year. He's number one. It isn't even close. You know who he beat out? He beat out Jokic. He beat out Steph Curry. He beat out Ant-Man and Luka. And it wasn't even close, right?
Yeah, no, because the numbers of what he does in the fourth quarter and winning time, it's not close at all. Thanks for the call, Mario. I don't want to say what I like actually think about the Celtics series. I'll say this. Orlando was able to get a game off the Celtics. I think the Knicks will be able to get a game off the Celtics. But we watched the regular season. Playoffs aren't the regular season. But also, let's enjoy this tonight. Let's enjoy this moment right now, because this moment is going to evaporate, expire, and go away. And yeah, the rest of the night, you are going to start looking ahead. You are going to start thinking about that matchup. And when you do think about that matchup, it doesn't feel like a matchup that you know. I don't know. We'll get there. Phil is in Toms River, New Jersey on the Fan. Hello, Phil.
How you doing, Keith? Before I make my point, I just want to say I'm a good friend of mine, and God bless you, your big.
We're losing you a little bit. You're coming in a little choppy. We can't make out what you're saying, Phil. Thanks for the call. I put you on hold, though. I didn't hang up. Maybe if you can get to somewhere with a better connection, we'll bring you back in. Let's go to Jersey and talk to Jerry on the Fan. Hello, Jerry.
Let's go, Nick! Let's go, Nick! Let's go! Let's go!
What's up, Keith?
Jubilation. What a feeling. Victory.
Yes, sir. You're with all the homies. We're about to
Let's go!
This is a shame. Go in the playoffs.
Hey, it's a good feeling to get out of this series. It's a good feeling to win like that. Especially, they took you on a little bit of a ride there. It was like they were failing. It was like... Thanks for the call, guys. Yeah, I was a little worried. Like, talking about the Knicks taking us on a ride. I didn't know if you guys were going to take us on a ride. You might have had a couple of brewskis. Might have had a couple of brouhahas. I don't know what y'all were about to say. But, yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Not much better than getting together with the gang, having the homies with you, you're all feeling the same things as you're watching the game, and you go on that emotional roller coaster together, and then when it ends, you come out victorious. The thrill of victory. Let's go back to Phil in Toms River, see if his connection is better now. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Keith, you hear me better now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Before I make my point, I just wanted to tell you that your baby boy's beautiful. My wife was at the baby shower.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, I'm great.
Yes,
I'm
great think I,
with your father-in-law.
Yes. Now I know, you know, full circle who you are, and that has been put together. So thank you. Yes.
But I was watching the Knicks game, the whole Knicks game, the fourth quarter. There must have been a lid on the basket for the Knicks. Until like you said, Brunson put on his cape.
Yeah, I think there was like a 22-2 run by the Pistons.
Oh, it was
seemed
brutal.
Like everything was going their way. The Knicks couldn't stop them, and when they had the ball, they couldn't put it in the hoop. And I thought they were folding. I'm like, there's no way. It was all Pistons. And then in the final seconds, the final like minute, is all Brunson.
Yeah, that's what you said. I hear you. Thanks for the call, Keith. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Phil. 888-808-1019. You know, even that Mikal Bridges bucket, that was off the Brunson miss put back. I'm going to the box score now to see how that all unfolded late there. Just an epic win. Just a way to like stop the bleeding and get it done. Yep, Jalen Brunson, 25-foot three-pointer. Mikal Bridges tip shot off of the Brunson miss. Brunson makes 2-point shot. Great, great. Close it. It was, even when it was a 1-point game, it was just like, you felt like momentum had swung back to the Pistons. But again, the Pistons don't win a game on their floor. That was a crazy ending. Al is out on Long Beach Island. What's up, Al? You're in there.
I'll tell you what. They're fun to watch because they make me crazy. 37 points in the first quarter. 22 in the second, 37 in the third, and then 21 in the fourth. You talk about going up and down, and then in the fourth quarter they're up 12. And I look at the guys, I go, listen, just play defense and rebound and don't give up any runs. And then what happens? They give up a 20-2 run. I'm like, there's no runs. Just play straight basketball here in the fourth quarter. You'll be fine. They give up a 20-2 run. Then they're down 7 with under 2 minutes to go. It's like, you couldn't write a script like
Cat
this.
Cat fouls out, and it's like, all right, you take one shot maker off the floor and Cat, so it's all on Brunson, and he's able to shoulder the weight.
Unbelievable. And let me ask you this. My philosophy is you're up 3 with 4 seconds to go. I foul there because you know what? You didn't. I don't know if you saw it yet. Beasley catches that ball. He's wide open. I mean, he's wide open. He catches that ball.
He doesn't catch it, though.
Right, you got to catch it. But you figure an NBA player is going to catch the ball, but he's wide open. He ties that game up. Like, foul. They can only make 2 foul shots. Foul. There's only 4 seconds to go. That's the way I would do it. But listen,
didn't have to.
You take the win, you move on. The Celtics are going to be a tough hill to climb. You know, you look at the Celtics, and I know you don't want to do it yet, but if you go real quick, Brunson cancels out Jaylen Brown, Cat cancels out Tatum, and then who's the next 3 best players?
I don't know if I could cancel them out. Thanks for the call, Al. I don't know if I'm canceling them out. When you say cancel them out, you think they're the better players? They get the best of those guys? Look, Brunson struggles being defended by those guys. He's just not. They're just longer defenders. Like, Kristaps Porzingis is a problem. If you guys want to do it already, if you want to already kill your moment and start to think about the next series, Michael is in Westchester on the fan. Go for it, Michael.
Keith, what's going on, man? Hey, listen, hell of a win by the Knicks tonight, but based off of what you were just saying, I had my glory in the moment after they won. Brunson saved us again, but I couldn't help but go straight to Boston. I mean, we didn't win against them in the regular season, and I know postseason is completely different from regular season. But based off what the other caller just said with the canceling out, I don't know about that. It's just I'm having a hard time grasping how things are going to go for us. We went up against an unexperienced Pistons team. Their best player at times didn't play well, and they were still in the game. It was some scrappy wins by the Knicks. Yes, we pulled it out. But, you know, you catch the Celtics on a night where they don't miss their threes, man, it's going to be a tough go-around for us Knicks, man.
Yeah, they're a tough matchup, and they've been a tough matchup. Thanks for the call, Michael. All season, the Knicks struggled against them, and it didn't matter who was or wasn't playing. The one game that the Magic got off of the Celtics in the first round, you know, Franz Wagner goes off for 32, Paolo Banchero, 29, and when you look at the Celtics, they were able to, you know, Jason Tatum at 36, but they were able to keep Jaylen Brown under 20, Derek White under 20, Kristaps Porzingis only had 7, Al Horford had 6. But then if you go to those other games, like what the biggest thing is, they have stars, they are cohesive, they've played together. I remember last year when I saw them put this team together, I said, who allowed this? Who allowed them to put this team together with veterans and the depth of their bench? The Celtics bench, the Knicks have no bench. This is the second series. The Celtics can go to their bench and get points off their bench. They have guys that hit shots. And even if they don't, like the matchup of Jaylen Brown guarding Jalen Brunson, and I know people think Mikal Bridges can check Jason Tatum. He can't. And Kristaps, the last time we saw Kristaps in the Garden, like he's going to be turned up for this series. So let's just enjoy tonight. The Knicks win. Go New York, go New York, go. Zach is in Mayo Pack, New York on the fan. What's up, Zach?
Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, Brunson. He's the king of New York. And so Malik Beasley, for all that smack you were talking on Twitter the last 2 weeks, you pathetic loser to drop the ball out of bounds, pack your bags and go to China. Matter of fact, put in the application of Little Caesars instead of playing in the Little Caesars Arena.
Pizza. Yeah, Malik Beasley did a lot of yapping, a lot of talking. But ultimately, he's eliminated. And a great little story, a great little year for the Detroit Pistons, right? Going from 14 wins to, I think, 44 wins and a playoff team and a great story. And that city is really rallying around their sports teams, right? The Detroit Tigers are in first place coming off of defeating the Houston Astros in the wild card round last year. The Lions should have gotten to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They folded in the second half against the 49ers, and then they also folded in the first round against Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. But like, there's a little bit of a renaissance going on in Detroit. They had the draft there last year. The Pistons are back. So they didn't win a game in Detroit, but I'm sure their fans enjoyed winning at least two out of the series. I told you I was giving them credit to get at least two. I don't know why some people were overhyping the Pistons thinking they could win the series. Jalen Brunson just had an all-time play with the ball in his hands and the clock going under 10 seconds, crossing up Ausar Thompson, shaking him off, throwing him about 4 feet away, going back to the top, and bang, dropping that three ball to really just put the dagger in him. Knicks win 116-113 in six games. Brunson with a 40 ball. James is in Orlando before we get to the 11 o'clock break. What's up, James?
Keith, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm chilling. Yeah, that was a fun game to watch. And the calls, I just know what type of time of year it is. Even when I was coming in tonight, I'm like, man, being on as like a watch-along, ride-along host during the game, like we did the same thing through the Sixers series last year, it's always fun.
Man, what a great win. I'll tell you one thing, man. If you was the management, what adjustment did you have to do to play the Celtics? Because I mean,
try to let some of these guys play off the bench. Try to let Precious Achiuwa get involved. Like, absolutely. I just, like, that's why I think that's where it's the second series. It's later in the year. We're in May now. These guys are going to get tired, and the Celtics can bring guys off their bench that can hit the three. The Knicks struggle to defend the three, where those minutes are crucial. And then when you get down the stretch, it can't just be Brunson. The reason the Knicks won tonight is because you got 25 points out of Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges, like 22 points out of OG. They didn't, like, obviously the 40 ball, but early in the game to have those guys cooking, they played 44 minutes each. They end up dropping, you know, 47 points for you. That's huge. That's huge. The Knicks bench scored 6 points.
Keith, they all got to be in the same page. As long as they're being the same page, I'm telling you, they could do it. I really believe they could do it. They have to be the same page. And hey, let's go Knicks all the way, baby.
There you go. You're a fan of the Knicks. You're supposed to believe. You're not supposed to quit on your team. You're a fan of the Knicks. You say anything can happen. I don't ever like to wish injury on anybody, and I'm not. But I say this, and if you've listened to my show, I say it every year. Every year, a star goes down in the playoffs. Right now, Steph Curry's got a swollen left thumb. No, who would have predicted that? Like, you know. Every year, a star player comes up with an ankle or an Achilles or something. Not wishing that on the Celtics or Knicks, but as we get further and further through these rounds, it just happens. You hear the word attrition used a lot about the Knicks, and they're healthy right now. They get out of the first round, and they do it in six games. And they're led by their captain, Jalen Brunson. Mark is in Westchester. Quickly, before we go to break, Mark, what you got?
First of all, well, besides that, I would like to tell you how I think the next matchup will against the Celts. I don't really mind that. But something else, a play that Brunson made that almost gets lost in the shuffle, and you were reading through the box score. You mentioned a two that he got. This doesn't show up in the box score. I think this was the play that brought the Knicks from four down to two down with under a minute. He was under the basket in a tight formation, and one of the guys, I think it was Thompson, was right on him. And under the basket, he was slicing and dicing and rocking and rolling, slithered free, and did this amazing shot. It was an impossible two. And it shouldn't get lost in the shuffle. It's up there almost with that winning three-pointer.
That's just winning basketball, winning time, being clutch in the moment and not letting the moment be too big, especially against an opponent facing elimination. They just turned it on at the end when they needed it most.
Yeah, the announcers were talking about, they were amazed, astonished that that was an impossible shot. The winning three-pointer, that's the shot of the year. This is a darn close second.
It's good to have a guy like Jalen Brunson, the clutch player of the year. All right, let's break here. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night. I bet you could guess who the big shot of the night is, who just made the biggest shot of this NBA season for your New York Knicks. It's the last hour of my show, open mic time, whatever you guys want to talk about in sports. But I know it's New York. The Knicks won. The Knicks have advanced. The Knicks will play the Celtics on Monday. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.